ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 5 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। से दैट श्रृण्वतां श्रद्धया नित्यं गृणतश्च स्वचेष्टितं कालेन नाति दीर्घेन भगवान् विशते हृदि। नंबर 4, ओके, नंबर 4, 284. Okay, so give the anuvadam tata tatparyam. Tatparya is, that's used for translation in Telugu.
Okay.
Actually, bhasham in Sanskrit means original commentary, and subsequent commentaries are called tika. So in Telugu, just any commentary is called bhasha, is it? Not so accurate. All right, so this is a very suitable verse with which to open this Shravanam, Kirtanam, Anusthanam, Sivir. Srimad Bhagavatam is especially mentioned as the subject for hearing here. Here it is stated that if one regularly hears with faith and accepts that what he hears using one's own intelligence for understanding, then the result will be that very soon the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be manifested in his heart. Okay, what's the program for when the electricity goes off? There's no backup, so they'll turn it on. They'll automatically turn it on. Is it? You don't know about this? Who has to come? That means we have no sound now. So there's no lecture now, then. No? Yeah. This is what's called a space out. You should have all these things organized. The altar, bookstall at the program yesterday, and now there's no power, so we can't speak. Gotta be more organized. When you hold a function, you should make a list of all the things that have to be done. You should check that everything's done. It's not like going out on Sankirtan with three brahmacharis. It's a big thing to organize events. There are all kinds of small things which, if they're not done, then the whole thing just becomes a mess. Okay, so now we have power. Lucky for you. Lucky for all of us. Okay, so this is a very suitable verse for opening the Shravanam Kirtanam camp. States that if we regularly and faithfully hear the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and accept that by making our own endeavor, trying to understand with our intelligence, then very soon the Supreme Personality of Godhead will manifest within our hearts. A Bengali poet has sung, you say that, Shravana kirtana karo anukana ashata pachala chari kahe premananda kahe premananda jivana shataka shafa kahe premananda manusha janama shafala kara nabhari. The poet Premananda says that one should perform Shravan and Kirtan incessantly, giving up all useless talk, gossip. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gramya kata ana shunibe jodi milibe ani. When you meet with someone, they may be very anxious to talk worldly talk, but don't listen to that. Instead, hridayete sarvada radha krishna sevibe. Instead, in your heart, you should always serve Radha and Krishna. So Premananda says, Kahi Premananda, having achieved this rare human form of life, you should make it successful by Shravan and Kirtan. And do not delay. Don't think I will do Shravan and Kirtan later. Of course, in this world, everyone has many duties to perform. But along with that, we should make time for hearing and chanting about Krishna. Actually, the real purpose of life is to hear and chant about Krishna. But because people have so many other duties, we say at least perform daily sadhana. Just like every day people have to eat food, otherwise their body becomes weak. So similarly, if we do not every day hear and chant about Krishna, we become spiritually weak. And from time to time, we are organizing these Shravanam Kirtan camps so people can have a taste of the bliss of the spiritual world. The spiritual world, Adhyatmika Prapancha. Prapancha in Sanskrit specifically means the material world. You say Prapanchik Jagat. Yeah. Prapancha means the material. I don't know, maybe in Telugu it's all mixed up. Is it? Prapancha means the material world, or it can mean the spiritual world also? Specifically means the material world, right? Yeah. So, in the spiritual world, the central activity is hearing and chanting about Krishna. In this material world, we're just trying to enthuse people to chant and hear about Krishna. In the material world, people think that material activities, that is life. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena chavavayaha divacharthehayara jankutumba bharanena va. Know this verse?
No.
It means that materialistic people, they spend their days in working hard to maintain their families. And at night, they have a little sex indulgence, and then they sleep. And nowadays, you could add to that, they watch TV also. Yeah. They are apashyatam atma tattvam griheshu grihamedhinam. They do not see the spiritual aspect of life. And therefore, they are living in their homes like an animal who is tied up. You'll see outside the village homes, the cow or the buffalo is tied up. And in the cities outside the home, the dog is tied up. But people, they don't realize that they are also tied up. They are tied up by the ropes of attachment to their families. Therefore, we are just trying to encourage people, please chant at least one round of the Hare Krishna mantra. People say, I don't have time to chant Hare Krishna. They have time for watching TV, reading newspapers, talking nonsense. So we're just trying to get them to just at least begin to do some bhakti sadhana. No, come on, they're not going to... Why do we have to have this? Every time we have a program, they have to change the... And fiddle around with this. Why can't you set it up properly in the first place? Why do they have to do this? But the real goal of life is not to go on with our materialistic life and maybe just add a little of chanting Hare Krishna, but to fully focus on Krishna all the time. So therefore also under Srila Prabhupada's order and inspiration, we're also attempting to start these Varnashram communities in which devotees can live together as devotees. You can do your work, whatever it may be, and at the same time, chant Hare Krishna. So that, you could say we won't need a Shravanam Kirtanam festival when we have our Varnashram communities. Please come and sit, young ladies, you're welcome. Tell them. Of course, in the Varnashram communities, we also have festivals. We just celebrated Govardhan Puja. There are so many Vaishnava festivals. And we can make special festivals also. Just like this is a special festival. What is the occasion of this festival? Why are we having the festival at this time? Because we like to hear and chant about Krishna. It's bliss to hear and chant about Krishna. Chala Anandam. Some of you are so enthusiastic to hear and chant about Krishna that you attended the Shravan Kirtan camp in Vrindavan, then you rushed all the way here to join this one also. How many of you were also in the Vrindavan camp? Oh, many. So this is great enthusiasm. This is a sign of great enthusiasm. So please maintain this enthusiasm to hear and chant about Krishna. Because the result of that will be, as we have just heard from the verse, that you can be fully Krishna conscious by hearing and chanting about Krishna. Of course, I'm talking about hearing and chanting about Krishna. Although this verse has only just mentioned Shravan. Shrinvatam Shradhaya Nityam recommends Hare Krishna. Always hearing about Krishna. It doesn't mention Kirtan. It mentions only Shravan. But it's understood that where there is Shravan, there must be Kirtan. And where there is Kirtan, there must be Shravan. If there's Shravan, hearing, at least someone must be doing Kirtan, speaking about Krishna, so that others can hear. And if there's kirtan, there must be shravan. We don't chant Hare Krishna and block our ears. So shravan and kirtan are inextricable. They always go together. Just like Radha and Krishna. You can't think of Radha without thinking of Krishna. And especially if you're a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can't think of Krishna without thinking of Radha. Sometimes devotees quote the Harer Nama verse, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatir Anyata, which you can give the translation of. And then they say, well, what do we need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam for? You just have to chant Harinam. But hearing Bhagavatam is part of, or is inextricable with chanting Harinam. One cannot properly chant the names of Krishna unless he hears the message of Krishna. Why that is so is discussed in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada criticizes the professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada doesn't go into much detail about this. He has already done so in several purports, especially in the first canto, prior to this. So, hearing is essential along with chanting. In one song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses the term Gaura Vihita Kirtan, which means the kind of kirtan that is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that before there can be Gaura Vihita Kirtan, there must be Gaura Vihita Shravan. So, Srila Prabhupada, in this purport, he criticizes the kind of recitation of Bhagavatam by people who are not proper representatives of Shukadeva Goswami. There are many speakers of Bhagavatam who speak in a manner that is pleasing to pseudo-devotees. There are certain speakers who speak in a way that is pleasing to what Srila Prabhupada here mentions as third-class devotees. That means neophyte devotees. So there is a difference. It's not that everyone who hears Srimad Bhagavatam necessarily gets the same result. This verse states, Srinvatam Shraddhaya Nityam. One should hear with great faith. Now that faith, that means faith in the principle of pure devotional service. And nitya means that regularly, daily, one should hear the message of Bhagavatam. Not that once a year you go to some so-called Bhagavata Saptaha. And grinatas cha svacheshtitam. One should try to understand the subject matter utilizing one's God-given intelligence. And if one does so under these conditions, then kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishate hridi, then Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very soon will manifest himself in one's heart. So it's not that all hearing is the same or that all chanting is the same. It's not that everyone gets the same result. Some people go to hell by chanting the holy names. By chanting the holy names. It's Harinam. There's one Baba who died, so-called Baba, who died recently, whose followers used to chant Harinam, and probably still do. But they identified this Baba as Hari. So when they were chanting Gopal, Govinda, they were not thinking of the actual real Gopal Govinda, but about this Baba. So that is a great offense for which one has to suffer. That means that such people did not hear properly and understand who is actually Hari. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in his books, he made very clear who is Krishna, who is the... He made it very clear what is the actual path of spiritual advancement. You should all have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam in your home. That means with Prabhupada's commentary. And read it carefully. Then you will understand everything clearly. And the result will be that very soon Bhagavan will be manifested in your heart. Kalena narthi dirghena Bhagavan vishate hridi. Now, even among the followers of Srila Prabhupada, who are all supposed to be reading the same books, we see there are differences of outlook. That is because different people are hearing in different ways, and different people are speaking in different ways. If someone is a member of ISKCON, but they speak regularly in a manner that is meant to please others, that cannot have the same effect as that kind of speaking which is meant to purify others. Purification means to become free from material attachments. You can understand if someone is a bona fide speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam if they are speaking in a manner that cuts the material attachments of the hearers. That is mentioned in the Bhagavatam itself by Lord Krishna speaking to Uddhava. Tato du sangam udsrija. What is the next line? I have to look at it too. Udsrija. Buddhiman satsu sajeta santa evasya chindanti manovya sangam uktibihi. Therefore, Krishna says, one should give up bad association. Satsu sajeta buddhiman. An intelligent person associates with saintly persons and gives up bad association. The sadhus, by their words, they cut the material attachments. They're actually called mental attachments in this verse. Material attachments means mental attachments. Just like someone is attached to their house. They have no intrinsic relationship with their house, but in their mind, they conceive, this is my house, and they become attached. So, sadhus, they're supposed to cut those attachments. This verse, which I just quoted, that comes after in the Srimad Bhagavatam, after the section which is called the Aila Gita. Aila means Puruvara, it's another name for Puruvara, who was a powerful king, who became madly attached to the famous Apsara by the name of Urvashi. So after some time, Puruvara, he realized what a fool he was by becoming attached to this woman. And he spoke many words describing how one should not be attached to sense objects. And especially, one should not be deluded by the attraction between man and woman. As Rishabhdev states, this is one of the verses which Srila Prabhupada often quoted. Sri Pungsam. Where is that called? Now I'm forgetting. Sri Pungsam Mituni Bhavmetam Tayo. Pungsastri Amituni Bhavmetam Tayo Raho Hridaya Granthimahu. Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitaya janasya moho yamahammameti. Attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence, which forms a tight knot on the heart. Thus one thinks in terms of I, me and mine. My home, my country, my money, my children, my community. And in this way, one becomes bewildered by illusion. Just see, when I related this, one lady got up and walked out. It's not a very palatable subject to hear. But if we hear this, then we can be relieved from those attachments. And if we don't hear this, then we'll remain attached in this material. So we may like to hear about different leelas of Krishna in a very pleasing way, but that won't benefit us unless we are serious to become free of material attachment. So we're not saying that we shouldn't speak about the leelas of the Lord. Although the gopi leelas, the pastimes of Krishna, the intimate pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, that should only be spoken among very advanced devotees, not among others. But so we're not saying don't speak. Yes, definitely we should speak about Krishna and his different pastimes. But how Krishna is creating, maintaining and destroying the material worlds, that's also part of Krishna's activities. And here in this second canto of Bhagavatam, which we're reading from today, it's stated that if we hear about Krishna, how Krishna manages and organizes the material energy, then we can be free from the influence of the material energy. We can be free from Maya. So speakers who speak in a manner to please others without speaking in a manner that can actually benefit them, they're actually cheating them. So this Shravan and Kirtan should be in a manner that people will be actually benefited in Krishna consciousness. Our attachment to Krishna cannot be perfect and complete unless we are detached from the illusion of thinking that there is anything worth doing except and fully surrendering to and serving Krishna. So genuine speakers of Krishna consciousness in the modern age are obliged to tell people, don't watch TV, don't go to movies, don't eat food cooked by non-devotees, and so on. Don't waste your valuable human form of life. Don't subscribe to this materialistic worldview. Even here in Bhimavaram, which is, you know, it's a small country town, a long way from any major city, even here we see that there's the materialistic way of life is being promoted with a multiplex, shopping mall, and advertisements for fashions, cinema posters you better not even look at, let alone go to the movie. The cinema posters are so bad you shouldn't even look at them, let alone go to the movie. You can only imagine how bad the movie is if the posters are so bad. So, we should... Here we're discussing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Our subject matter is Vishnu. But that feeling of attachment to Krishna, that should be promoted by discussing about Krishna. As we are in Bhimavaram, tomorrow I'd like to speak about Bhimasen of the Pandavas. If we speak about Bhima, then there must be talk of Krishna. So to speak about Krishna or Krishna's devotees, it has the same purifying effect. In fact, speaking about the devotees may be even more purifying. But we should also learn what it means to follow in the footsteps of a great devotee like Bhima. Well, Bhima was eating kami food. How about that? Although a pure devotee, his every breath, his every action is only for the satisfaction of Krishna. Bhima didn't waste his time in frivolous activities. So there's the positive injunction and the negative injunction. The positive injunction is hear and chant about Krishna. The negative injunction, this is called vidhi, is the positive injunction, and nished is the negative injunction. Yeah. So the negative injunction is do not do anything that will impede our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjana. We should do everything that is favorable for our advancement in Krishna consciousness and give up everything that is opposite to that. So we see there is a difference. It's not all the same. Those who are superficially followers of Srila Prabhupada, but they eat here and there according to their wishes, they watch nonsense things on TV, obviously, their attachment to Krishna is not going to be the same as those who are very seriously practicing Krishna consciousness. So we want to keep the mood very focused and clear here. We've come to hear and chant about Krishna specifically in a manner following in the manner that Srila Prabhupada spoke and heard about Krishna. I strongly recommend to all of you, at least to those of you who know English and or Hindi, that along with reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, you listen to the recorded lectures of Srila Prabhupada. We have available here in DVDs and CDs the complete collection of Srila Prabhupada's lectures in English and Hindi. So please listen to them. That will help you tremendously in your advancement in Krishna consciousness. So for those of you who are only Telugu speaking, what to do? Read Srila Prabhupada's books, you'll get all benefit. And some of those who have studied Srila Prabhupada's books very deeply and have imbibed that message, they should speak the same message in their own words in Telugu and record that and let's distribute this so that people, the Telugu-speaking people, they can hear the message of Srila Prabhupada from his followers in their own language. And that's all I'm going to say now. I have asked that some of the Telugu-speaking devotees, they also give lectures here at this Shravanam Kirtanam Sivir, so that you can hear directly in Telugu. So I won't be giving any more lectures today. Both Gauranga Prabhu and Gadadhar Krishna Prabhu are making good progress in learning Telugu. So they should also address the assembled devotees. Thank you very much. That's a great service in Srila Prabhupada's mission to preach his message in the local languages. For Western devotees to do that is a great service. I suggest that both of you speak for a few minutes tomorrow at the public program. If you speak, you preach the message of Bhagavad Gita in Telugu, you'll become famous all over Andhra Pradesh. That Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples, Bhagavat Das, who was preaching, he was from America, but he was stationed in Bhuvaneshwar, in Orissa. So Srila Prabhupada told him that if you preach in Oriya, thousands of people will come and bow down before you. So our aim is not that people will bow down before us, but our aim is that we can be instruments in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada to spread this message of Krishna consciousness to every town and village in the world. So Telugu language, I would guess, is among the top 20 in terms of numbers of people speaking in the world. It must be. There's maybe in the top 15. There's about 80 million Telugu speakers. Maybe more, maybe 90 million. What's the population of Andhra Pradesh? The population of Andhra Pradesh is about 80 million, right? Oh, well, that's 100 million. And then you have Telugu speakers. There are many in Tamil Nadu, in Orissa, Karnataka.
Fourth language.
I don't think it's the fourth language.
Tamil,
there's less speakers. It's not the fourth. There's Chinese, English, Hindi, Bengali, Indonesian, Malay. They're all ahead of Telugu, if you count Indonesian and Malay as one. So they're all Urdu, they're all ahead of Telugu. But maybe in the top 10. Then there are Telugu speakers, actually, in America, in Canada, in Africa, in Malaysia. So anyway, you have a big field. Translate? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Spanish, French, and Portuguese. They also have more speakers than Telugu. Anyway, it's a big field. So, preach in Telugu the message of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare.